Afterward, the rainbow has always been a powerful symbol in human consciousness. In it, we can see the classic Ark of the Covenant or Ark of Promise, which represents the possibility of uniting heaven and earth, or in other words, uniting the transcendent reality of the Absolute Being to the life of the human soul. It also represents the strength and the way to accomplish this union. The seven rays of the spirit that bring to the human being the opportunity to walk the spiritual path. For this reason, we thought that it would be the right way to end this little book dedicated to the seven rays of the spirit with some of the words of the young Rosicrucians themselves, who during the 7 days of our association at the conference, where we reflected together on this theme, shared with everyone a reflection on this very high symbol of the rainbow. Where does the rainbow take us? Our work up. Along the entire length of the window, whose curtains I left open when I slept, the sunrise light slowly invaded my room. From the ceiling to the floor and over my body, at its own pace, the dawn painted as if a red tone, especially bright, in every corner. I jumped out of bed and tried to get ready for departure. Not that I was or felt already exhausted from what I knew, but because after all the trips I've taken and the detours I've taken, the world no longer surprises me. What in fact still troubled my heart and my head was the rainbow that appeared outside and, like a promise, called me to a new journey. After all, where does the rainbow take us? I, who at this point in my life wanted to get rid of all the weights I used to carry, left home with nothing but small things in my pocket. And I went with great enthusiasm to meet the promise. It was time to follow the trail of the colors that burst in the sky. As soon as I took on the challenge of going beyond the rainbow, however, I realized that a journey is not just about beautiful landscapes. There are countless forks on the road, and whether in the midst of fog or storms or on beautiful calm days, I had to decide which new paths to follow. Some were right, I believe, but because of some choices, I was also lashed by cold and hunger. Despite the difficult days, and especially because of them, what never was extinguished was the call. Where will the rainbow take me? Yes, I say this because after each of the dense clouds that imposed themselves on my journey, seven bands of color appeared in the sky, which, like seven songs of the most beautiful symphony, the seven songs of the rainbow, filled my heart. Therefore, I continued my journey, strengthened and full of spirit. I confess that I still couldn't fully see their colors and their full intensity, as likewise I couldn't hear the symphony they spread in the universe. But little by little, the colors and sounds took shape, as if a new instrument was joining the melody and a new drop of ink colored the sky. Over time, I began to learn from the forks in the road and made a school of the fog and storms, as well as of the cold and hunger. It was then, at one point, that I found myself in a majestic valley near the foot of a high mountain, and I glimpsed that The end of the rainbow was there, beyond that sacred mount. Such was the beauty of the valley on the one hand, and the height of the mountain on the other. I decided to rest there for a day and contemplate the route that I had traveled until then. I was sure that at that moment, yes, on the mountain, a new journey had begun. I closed my eyes, and before I lost the last vestige of consciousness to sleep, I asked myself again, where does the rainbow take us? I woke up. And since already in the first hour of the morning, my heart and my head found no alternative but to climb the sacred mount, I set out on my way to the top. Due to the sum of everything I learned along the way, and especially the internal connection I tried to establish with what called me to continue, the ascent of the mountain seemed reasonable to me, and the view filled me with vigor. However, behold, I came across steep slopes, and thinking it was just another challenge, I stretched my hands towards the rocks to lift myself up. And great was my fright when I tried to grab the first protrusions of the rock, and my hands clasped the void, for the rock was unreal. Perplexed, I then tried to climb over it, but repeatedly banged my head against the mount. This is because the sacred mount is not a massive rock, but a complex of powers. It took me a long time to understand that as long as I tried to cling to matter to rise to the top, I would achieve nothing. That's because I still hadn't lost the illusion that what I had in my pockets, and which I thought were odds and ends, were in fact huge weights that I insistently carried there. And to finally abandon them cost me even more time, a time when, again and again, I wanted to penetrate the mountain, embracing matter. However, through the songs of the rainbow, which seemed to erupt at the same time from the sky and from my heart, I put myself to the work of love, so that the seven colors of the bow could also be painted within my being, my little world. And at the rate at which it became possible, little by little, the miracle of the simplicity of small things was entrusted to me. I could understand that in order to overcome a rock of strength, a sacred mount, I must speak a new language. I must abandon my old words so that what has awakened in me will meet the other end of the rainbow. And for that, I worked without fear and without asking when the end would come. At one point, while I was resting my body, I found myself dreaming about the sacred mount. And there I was in the dream in front of the rock, and I looked at the sky from where the Ark of the Covenant burst forth, and I had never seen its seven colors with such beauty and intensity. On the Ark was written a magic formula. It was the key to the rock's door. Surprised, as if I already knew the formula, but didn't remember it anymore, I tried to burn it into my heart. In an instant, dawn woke me with a majestic song of such splendor I never thought possible to hear. And I didn't hesitate to get up. I stood in front of the rock and without hesitation pronounced with all my being the magic formula that says, may your will be done. The door opened.